Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isaiah 63:10 said they rebelled and vexed His Holy Spirit. That word literally means to disturb, also means to annoy and irritate. Can you irritate the Holy Spirit? Can you annoy Him? Can you grieve Him? Can you quench Him? Yeah. And we don't want to. Right? We don't want to do it ignorantly. Now go to Hebrews, please. The 10th chapter. I know we're a little quiet today and this is a little different, but we need all kinds of services, don't we? And I believe something the Lord has said. He corrected me on my little 3 R's I gave you. He said the 3 R's are right, but the order is wrong. Number one, respect. Amen. Because that is a key to being more aware. That's a key to number two. Recognizing. If you don't respect Him enough, it's like Rick following me around, you know. If I don't respect Him enough to even acknowledge that He's there and turn around and look, He may have something to say to me. But if He's a gentleman, He's not just going to interrupt me, try to push it off on me. I'll have to respect what He's got to say and look to Him and ask. And one thing about the Holy Spirit, you must understand, He is not at all like the devil. The devil is a coercer. He's a manipulator. He tries to push stuff off on you. He tries to make you do things the Holy Ghost does not. He's manifest as a dove. International symbol of peace, gentleness. He's not a dove. He was manifest as that in the form, shape. But we are to respect Him. In Hebrews, are you there? 10th chapter. Hebrews 10 and verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Aren't you glad we're here this morning? Amen. Doing that verse. As the manner of some is, even in that day, a lot of folk didn't go to church. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Did you hear that phrase? Done despite to the Spirit of grace. The NAS says has insulted the Spirit of grace. Can the Holy Ghost be grieved? Can He be vexed and quenched? Can He be insulted? Yes, He can. Well, He's a person. Can you be insulted? Well, He's a person. He could be insulted. He can be insulted. Friend, there are two things. Three things. And there's more than that, but three especially that are coming to strong mind right now, that any time they are mentioned, you ought not act foolish about them. And you ought not act goofy about it. You ought to immediately become very respectful and reverential. Instantly. One is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything is said about the blood, mentioned about the blood, talked about the blood, it ain't time to laugh and talk and carry on. And I'm talking about it right now. Teenagers, are you listening? So we're just teenagers. Sometimes we talk. I'm talking about the blood. You're in church. It's not time to act a fool. Did you hear me now? Because, you know, children know God. And especially teenagers. God holds teenagers accountable for what they know. And it will come soon that you cannot pray for them as a parent. You can't exercise faith for them. The Lord will require them to do it themselves. And so we don't need people who are we don't need them to be, is what I'm trying to say, 16, 15, 14, 13, 17, 18, and act like, you know, well, I'm still a kid. I can goof off. No. You should be just as reverential as anybody.
Amen.
Show just as much respect as anybody. Right? People allow too much looseness. It's a time to shout. It's a time to run. Time to jump and dance. I've shouted with the best of them. I've danced with the best of them. I've got so drunk I fell off the piano stool. In the spirit. Amen. And I'll do it again. But there's other times when it's not time for that. It's time to be quiet. It's time to fall on your face and say, the Lord, He is God. We worship You. Not be afraid, not be scared of Him, but show Him the respect that He deserves. Amen.
Amen.
Reverence Him. We live in a loose, lax generation that overall knows little about honor. And it's up to you and I to be examples. We ought to be an example of somebody who knows how to have fun. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy life and laugh and have fun with the best of them. But we also ought to also be an example. When the Spirit starts moving a different way, we can change gears just like that.
Amen.
Focus. Become very reverential and respectful. So anytime the blood is mentioned, not time for horsing around, goofing around. Show great respect.
Amen.
That blood was the only thing that could buy you and me. I mean the only thing in time and eternity. The only thing that could buy us and pay the price for our sins. Oh, that blood is on the mercy seat today. Speaking better things than Abel's. Abel's was crying out for vengeance. His is crying out innocent. I've made them innocent. Oh, glory to God. We are clean by the blood. I'm very intolerant for fools who mock the blood. You should be. Secondly, anytime somebody starts talking about the Holy Spirit, you should be respectful, reverential. Don't make fun. Don't act loose about these things. The further I go, you'll see this today. This is some of the, Jesus said some of the most serious things in the whole New Testament about how people treat and respond in the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God. You don't refer to the Bible as that thing. That old book. This is the Holy Word of God. The word that gives you and me life, heals our body, gives us faith. This word that though heaven and earth will pass away, it'll still be here. And though the storms of life rage against us, this is the solid rock. Being a doer of this word allows you and I to endure everything, overcome everything, and live triumphant. Said out loud, I love the blood. I love the Holy Spirit. I love the Word of God with all my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can be insulted. And notice this was in connection with people counting the blood an unholy thing. And He was insulted, the Spirit of grace. insulted. Said out loud, pray this prayer with all sincerity. Father God,
help me
to never insult your spirit. In Jesus' name. Go with me, please, to the book of Mark. Can you stay with me for a few more minutes here? Mark, the third chapter. The Lord woke me up shortly before 3 o'clock this morning. And I prayed and fellowshiped with Him till 6 o'clock. And He said some things to me. I'm going to tell you in just a minute. But that's one of the things He said to me. He said, no, respect is not number two. It's number one. In becoming sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because it's through faith exhibited through this respect that we are more aware of Him. We do recognize Him. In Mark, the third chapter is this passage that I referred to earlier of what Jesus said in reference to the Holy Spirit. Some of the strongest words you'll find in the New Testament. In Mark chapter 3. Let's look down at verse 28. Mark 3 and 28. Jesus said, well, I should back up. Verse 22. The scribes which came down from Jerusalem, this is Mark 3:22. They said he, talking about Jesus, he has Beelzebub. Beelzebub was a name for the devil. And by the prince of the devils, he casts out devils. Now let's just stop right there. How was Jesus casting out devils? In two different, one place it says he cast out devils by the finger of God. Another, it says he cast out devils by the Spirit of God. And we know that the Holy Ghost came on him when he was baptized in the River Jordan, you know. And after the wilderness temptation, he came out in the power of the Spirit. And that's when wrong spirits would cry out and he'd say, shut up and come out of them. And he was delivering people and getting people healed. And he was preaching wonderful revelation. All how? By the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. By the anointing. He did it all by the anointing. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1019. That's R-1019. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.